Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. On today's program, you'll be swinging with the big bands of the Carnegie Hall Concert of 1938, Tommy Dorsey with Jack Leonard at the microphone, Bunny Berrigan, Benny Moten, Cab Calloway, and Benny Goodman. You've got Dr. Jazz going on your radio. It was a slow process for jazz to gain acceptance with the highbrow crowd, but in 1938, Benny Goodman booked a date at Carnegie Hall in New York City. It sold out 2 weeks in advance at $275 a pop. Goodman put together an orchestra that was a cornucopia of great jazz musicians of the day. Gene Krupa, Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, Harry James, Buck Clayton, Lester Young, Cootie Williams, Johnny Hodges, Count Basie, and many others, both black and white. I've got a couple lined up from this concert, Count Basie's 1 o'clock Jump and Rodgers and Hart's Blue Room. This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Jack Leonard was born in Brooklyn in 1915. Tommy Dorsey heard Leonard singing with the Burt Block Orchestra in 1935 and lured him away. During his tenure with Dorsey from 1935 to 39, Leonard recorded about 200 songs, 24 reaching the Billboard Top 10, and 4 songs peaking at number 1. He entered the service during World War II and led a band that toured Europe. After the war, Leonard had a busy career recording in TV and Hollywood and was Nat King Cole's business manager for 15 years. He died from cancer in 1988 at age 73. Here's 3 songs by Leonard and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra: Cole Porter's In the Still of the Night, Victor Young's Sweet Sue, Just You, and How Am I to Know?
Every star above knows the one I love. Sweet Sue,
I get a kick out of you,
just you.
Indeed I do.
And the moon on high knows the reason why.
What's the reason?
Sweet Sue,
I don't know why I love you like I do.
Just you.
Sweet is the word for you.
No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do.
I'm lost in a bar.
In this heart of mine,
but I'll be doing fine.
You live all the time.
About a quarter to nine.
Sweet to
oh, Susie, flatfoot Susie.
Just you.
Nobody else but you.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. One of the greatest trumpet players in the history of jazz was Benny Berrigan. Tragically, he was a serious alcoholic, which created problems with the members of his band. He also lacked any organizational skills and had no business sense whatsoever. Then he died from cirrhosis of the liver at just 33 years old. Another sad story. This set includes three instrumentals by Benny Berrigan and his big band, Kern and Hammerstein's Can't Help Lovin' Dat Man, Walkin' the Dog, and the old favorite, Ain't She Sweet.
Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Show. Benjamin Moten was born in Kansas City in 1894. He showed little interest in music, but his parents insisted he learn the piano, so he learned to play ragtime. He formed his own trio in 1922 and made his first recordings in 23 with a sextet. By 1926, he led a full orchestra called the Kansas City Orchestra. The band really began to swing in 1930 when Count Basie was added to the band as second pianist. In 1935, Moten died suddenly after a routine tonsillectomy. He was just 40 years old. Another sad one. Basie gathered the players and reformed the band and went on to fame in the swing era with his Count Basie Orchestra. Here are three instrumentals by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Mylenburg Joys, paying tribute to a resort on the shore of Lake Pontchartrain that no longer exists. I wonder if it was a red light district. Well, it was written by the infamous Jelly Roll Morton. Then Lafayette, written by Count Basie, and Prince of Wales, spelled W-A-I-L-S.
Thank you.
You've got your radio tuned to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. A curious footnote in jazz history was a violent encounter between Cab Calloway and a young Dizzy Gillespie in 1941. Backstage, after working at the State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, Calloway accused Gillespie of throwing spitballs on stage. One thing led to another, and the two got into a fist fight. Gillespie pulled out a small knife and stabbed Calloway in the thigh. Of course, Gillespie was fired. Fortunately, the two made up years later. This set contains three works by the Calloway Orchestra: Picking Up the Pieces, Dinah, and Wake Up and Live. Vocals by Cab, of course.
Thank you. bum dee 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 bum bum dee pretty Miss Donna. Is there anyone finer in State Carolina? If there is, and you know what I'm doing, you love it, and you love it, oh, Donna. With the Dixie eyes blazing, baby, I'd love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Donna Lee. Every little night, why do I take with pride? Because my Donna might change her mind about a loving little daddy. Oh, baby, Lonnie Donna. If she ever wonders to China, I'm gonna hop no slider. Just be not good, did he be what? Just follow through. What are you afraid of? You try it, won't you? Say, won't you wake up and live? Come out your shell. Hey, fella, find your place in the sun. Come out your shell. Say, man, just be a go-getting Santa Bunker. Won't you wake up and live? If Lady Luck is yawning, up on your toes, a better day is dawning. Don't let them get up and give. Just get yourself a shake up and wake up and live.
Swinging with the Doctor. Benjamin David Goodman was born in 1909 in the Chicago slums to Russian Jewish immigrants, one of 12 children. Often there was nothing to eat in the house. At 10, Benny began clarinet lessons at the local synagogue. By the time he was 14, by playing in local bands, he was the main breadwinner for the family. At 16, he was playing in the Ben Pollock Orchestra. He moved to New York City, where he became a successful session musician, working with many prominent jazz musicians. In 1934, Goodman founded his own big band and got a spot on the weekly radio program Let's Dance. He hired Fletcher Henderson, a black band leader whose band had just recently folded, to compose and arrange for his own orchestra, which quickly became one of the most popular swing bands in America. He was the most instrumental white musician in America in the integration of music. He led big bands and small groups until 1986, when he suffered a heart attack and passed away at 77. He was known as the King of Swing. This last set for today contains Down South Camp Meetin', Irving Berlin's He Ain't Got Rhythm, and Roll 'em.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.